tuned. We'll be back for more Lego Flipping Knowledge Bombs.
Hey Lego investors, Jeremy here from BrickFlips.com. Do you want a chance to win $125 worth of Lego? Then you want to take a look at our giveaway. We're giving away 4 different Lego sets to 1 lucky winner in the United States, and we're also giving away a $25 gift card to anybody that's not in the United States. So the contest will be drawn on December 1st of 2021. So what you want to do is go to BrickFlips.com/giveaway. Again, to enter the contest, you must go to BrickFlips.com/giveaway. Now back to the show.
Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos. Streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego investing ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Welcome to the show today. Today's show, I'm going to show you guys one set that that's in my radar. I'm locked and loaded for this set, and I'm probably going to spend all my pesos on... Not all my pieces, but I'm going to spend a good portion on this particular set. And I really wanted to show you guys why I think this is a great set. And, you know, you guys can make your own decision as far as it's something that you want to move forward with in your Lego investing portfolio. So we're having a Lego giveaway. It's going to be $125 in total prizes. I'm giving away some sets as well as some gift cards. So you can just go to my website at brickflips.com/giveaway to enter. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. So you guys are probably wondering, what set is it that really is going to be something that you might want to look at? Well, I don't want to keep you guys in suspense. I'm not going to be this thing like clickbait and you guys go off. Hopefully you'll continue to see. But the set that I'm talking about is the Brickheads. It's the Brickheads 40492 La Catrana. I'm probably saying that wrong. But if you did watch one of my previous videos, I think I mentioned this before when I was talking about Brickheads. And I looked at it at that point. I discussed it a little bit, but I didn't really look at everything about that particular set. I think I was on Lego. I think I was on there a while ago. I had ordered some of these sets on Lego.com and they just didn't come right away. So I know stuff is on back order for some of these products that you get. But I just wanted to just take a look at it and see what, you know, dive in a little bit more about this. So first off, you know, let me give you a little preference. You guys know I'm a really data person. I don't buy every single set that I see. And even the ones that everybody else is talking about, I don't always buy that. I look at my own stuff. I do my own due diligence, which I suggest you guys do as well. Make sure you do that. But I just try to find stuff that seems to be, you know, might not be everybody's talking about. I might have heard a few little things here and there, but this set, there's something about this particular set that when I actually got the box and I started looking at everything and I started looking at this, and I immediately went down to the Lego store itself and I bought out, you know, as many as they'll give me in there, which was about 10. But, you know, I really looked at this set and I was just like, you know, one thing about it is that it's very unique. It's based off of the Day of the Dead holiday, and if you guys aren't familiar with that, it's a Mexican holiday that celebrates the dead. It's been popularized by the movie, you know, Coco, and it's just basically one of those things where, you know, it became popular for that. I didn't know, but I'm not Mexican. I'm not from Mexico, so I wasn't aware of that. But in Mexico and maybe some other countries as well, Hispanic countries, they may sell it. I think it's just limited to Mexico, but You can tell me in the comments if I'm wrong. Really, it's something that became really popular when this movie came out. So this came out in, I think it was 2017. So if you look at the Google Trends right here, it started, I thought it would be around the same time, but for some reason in 2019, it really peaked up the Day of the Dead. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's some movie, maybe it's a few other little things here and there, but for some reason in 2019, it really piqued up the interest in there for just that particular term for Day of the Dead. A lot of things kind of happened after that. There was one thing that I did want to point out is there are a lot of other collectibles out there for this particular theme. And one of the things that I invested in before, well, I had some product in my store, is the Barbie doll, the Los Dias de Dia de los Muertos doll, Barbie. So I think I got this doll for, I don't know, maybe $75. And look what this is selling now, $799. I mean, that is ridiculous. If you got this and you're holding on to this, now is probably a good time to sell. I don't know if it's going to go any higher, but I sold out of these things when they were like $400, and I thought that was fantastic. I never thought it would reach this high. If this is something that's a big trend, and I don't know, I'm going to ride the wave on this particular one. So that's why I think that the La Cartina set is going to be really good, because if you do look at the set right now, one thing about this only came out, I believe, in, I want to say, in July maybe of this year, so July of 2021, but it's going to be a short run there. This is only a seasonal item. So now Brickset had, I don't know if you guys know, but Brickset does publish, when they think those sets are going to retire, on there. Everybody's kind of got their thing about when is it going to retire. So I don't know. I'm not going to promise that, but it is on a bunch of the lists that this set will retire at the end of this year in 2021. Now, will can they extend it out? Of course, Lego can do that. They always have. They can do that. You can do other things. Maybe they'll come up with another one. But for now, this is the only Day of the Dead set that Lego produces. Now, so I kind of looked at that, and if you look on lego.com right now, it is back ordered. When I ordered it, it was back ordered still then. I've not seen it other than the day, the maybe the 2 weeks or week after it was released, in July, I believe. So it's been continually on back order. But if you notice that there's these pieces in here, very unique to this, the colors and everything are very unique. So my guess is that to produce this over and over again is probably going to be really difficult for Lego because of the nature of the colors and the different prints that are on here. I think that it's going to be something that's unique. Could this be a set that's a winner? I don't know. I mean, I can't promise everything, but if you got this for $9.99, right now it's already at 85% ROI. Some of the older Bricklinks, I mean, they can get up to about $75. I think if you look at some of the first Harry Potter ones. So I don't know if it's going to get up to a price point at $75. It's sometimes this stuff seems unrealistic that you'll ever get up there, but I gotta be honest with you, when I invested in the Barbie in my inventory, I never thought it would get up to this price point in here. And it's not something that you can say that because this one did this that the next one is also going to do that as well. But it is something that you might want to consider. I mean, it's something that I would do. If you're looking on the current prices on eBay, I mean, everybody's not really, they're just trying to get rid of this stuff. They're not selling it for a premium as of yet. But once this thing retires, then I think that this is really going to shoot up, because first off, I don't think there's going to be a huge production of this particular set. I don't know how many Lego produced. I don't think anybody other than Lego knows that. But I think I just have a feeling that because of the nature of this, what it takes to make this particular one and the colors that they used, I don't see this as being, something that's going to be, out there a lot. I can't see that for this particular set. Now, will it get up to, $75 at some point? I don't know. I mean, I'm shooting to see what this will do after a couple of years, though. I think that it's really realistic in a year that it's going to be $50. If it retires at the end of this year, it very well could be in the $40 to $50 range, I think, for the first year for this particular one. Now, if they come up with another one that's similar to it, maybe kind of going along with that theme, then maybe it won't be as expensive. But if this is the only one that the Lego ever makes, then this really could be something that could be heavily invested into that does do a really good return for you. So really, I don't want to take up a lot more of your time. I mean, I honestly, I just think that this is one of those sets that's due to retire soon that you might take a flyer on. Now, also note that you won't find these in any of the stores. They're not in Walmart, they're not in Target. It's only on Lego.com that you can order these. So if you have another way of getting a bigger supply of this, I would suggest to take advantage of that, which is something I've done to get more than just the limited amount of sets that Lego does have. But you can also go in the store and they'll give you some there as well if you already maxed out on Lego.com, because I think that they limit it on five on here. So if you were to get, it kind of depends on the store that you have. I mean, they gave me 10, but maybe they might limit you to a couple if they have it in there. I'm not sure. I don't know if they're going to come up with any more after it supposedly retires, so I can't really say, but I'm taking a flyer on it. It's $10 for each one, so it's not a huge set that, I'm not going to be able to retire on or anything like that. But it's definitely, I think, for the projected return on investment, even if it gets to $50 after 18 months after retires, I think that's really good for a particular set. But I think I'm holding on to this one. I think it has a chance to get up to the $75 range. And that's where I'm gonna hold on to this one to see what I can get to. Well, hopefully you guys found that helpful. Also, I want to let you guys know we have that Lego giveaway. It's $125 worth of Lego. So make sure you enter. Go to my site, brickflips.com/giveaway, if you want to enter for it. I hope you guys found that helpful, and I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.